The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The moral of the story is don't believe that he handed out a 400-page document to UNC. That is what Belichick is saying.
So is it 40 pages?
Maybe. Hey, Roger Goodell, what about 18 games, Mike? I mean,
we're getting there. It's next.
Well, he says they're doing analysis, but there are no plans to move to 18 games. Listen to this real quick.
We are doing analysis, I would say, but we are not formalizing any plans at this point. You know, we learned something when we went from 16 to 17. If we do go to 18, I'm sure we'll learn something, but hopefully some of the learnings from the last time will help us.
Stop lying.
Again, that's a lie. Analysis. What's there to analyze? You come up with a second bye week, you have to expand the roster to 60 guys, and the owners don't want to pay for it. That's it. The players' union is going to say, you got to give us another week off, and oh, by the way, we need more guys. And the NFL owners are going to say, no, we're not going to give you that money, even though they're printing money. It's ridiculous. That's why I can't stand him, because he's a stooge, a front for the owners, and he does a very nice job because the league is the most successful league on the planet. But don't give me that. No, we're going to analyze. Analyze. Yeah. You'll make more money. The networks will throw more money at you. Every contract gets bigger, and you make more loot. But you don't want to transfer that to the players because you need to have another bye week and maybe expand the roster.
Totally agree. They are going to do it, guys. It's only a matter of when, not if. Meanwhile, tonight we get Thursday Night Football. Kyle Shanahan, Mike, talking about trying to get Debo the ball more. Listen, 49ers are banged up. They got a lot of issues.
Guerrero's going to play, right?
Who's that?
Guerrero's going to play? I think he's going to be the backup running back.
Oh, gotcha. Yes, because they are banged up in the running back position as well. I also think, Mike, though, if the 49ers lose, and it's a very good chance that they could tonight, but they are favored at home against the Rams, you start to just say, okay, this ain't our year, because McCaffrey, the injuries, and
Guerrero is the guy's name. Guerrero is the backup. Isaac Guerrero.
Trent Williams is not going to play. They've got a lot of things going on, but he says he wants to try to get the ball to Debo a little bit more.
Debo and I talk every day, so, I mean, I understand Debo saying that. Debo wants to help us out, and the only way he helps us out is getting the ball more, and we'd like to get it to him more, and we'll continue to work at that.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens tonight. By the way, if their season goes down the tubes, what are you paying Brock Purdy? Because he's shown you now that he can't really carry a team. Now, I get it. All these major injuries to major parts of the team, I understand. Bosa, everybody, it seems like. But this is a decision they're going to have to make. And I'm just saying, if the season starts to fade here and they are not a Super Bowl caliber team right now, they're just not. You got to look at this.
Well, 15 touchdowns, 8 picks. He's on pace for over 4,000. You know, you look at the games you lost. I mean, not having McCaffrey for half the season, that's still a huge weapon. We know, especially how Shanahan, you feel like you plug almost any running back in, but they've had a lot of injuries. You know, the games that they've lost, you know, it's not like they're getting – the defense is still doing its job. Their worst loss was the one in the snow to Buffalo, the 35-10.
Yeah.
So the defense, the core of it, is still doing its job. So, you know, I know you've never really been sold on Purdy.
No. No, and not because he's not good. He is the word we use a lot with guys. He's serviceable.
He's a game manager. He's but, the old. No, I get it. Everybody uses a system. Everybody has a system. But he's just that guy.
No, he's just not. And when you say, well, then where is he at? Well, he's not in the Lamar and the Josh Allen and the Mahomes class of quarterbacks.
Right. I mean, Matthew Stafford has found a new, like a completely new energy this year. When we thought, well, he's probably next year, probably let him go. Matthew Stafford is doing some great stuff right now. 19 touchdowns, 7 picks. You know, Sam Darnold's obviously having a monster year. So, I mean, you know, Jared Goff, yeah, you're right. He's just not in that tier, not this year.
Let's hear from A.J. Brown, man, because he wants to make sure everybody knows that him and Jalen Hurts are cool.
BG, which is being BG, is emotional. In that case, he just misspoke. You know, me and Jalen are good. Everybody loves BG. You know, he's speaking from the heart. You know, he's just giving his perception or something from the outside.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
He's giving this perception from look, I don't know if they're cool or not. This is what I do know. Whatever needs to be said, needs to be said to each other, and they need to realize where they are. Mike, they are in a special spot. You've won 9 in a row. You get the Steelers this weekend. Win or lose, you're still vying for the NFC top spot. This is a team that could win the Super Bowl, and you just don't take that for granted. We know. You don't take that for granted when you're in this spot. AJ, whatever you need to do, you need to say it to Jalen like that. And then Nick Sirianni was asked about it, and here's what he said. This is the head coach of the Eagles.
Let's just talk about Jalen and AJ. I see them working to get better. I see them working to get better together. I know there was assumptions of things, and we get how that goes, but I can only go on my personal experience of how these guys interact every single day, and these guys are so locked in and focused to getting better and getting better together, so they're on the same page to go and accomplish the things we want to accomplish, and I witness that every single day.
All right. I mean, it's his head on the chopping block. They went and got better assistance after he had his good assistants leave to take head coaching jobs. I just thought, you know, A.J. Brown kind of walked it back himself to say he was more about the offensive.
Yes.
Than specifically. But I love what, if you missed it yesterday, it was Stink was on, Mark Schlereth was on with Andy Randy and was talking about, you know, the vertical or the lack of vertical passing. It's almost like Jalen Hurts has been cowed a little bit to not kind of try to make the riskier throw and you know, the home run ball.
I agree.
Got to be a part of it. Hey, real quick, I got some, coming up later in Guy Talk, I got some of the fantasy busts this year. Kyler Murray's got like some incredible money. When I was looking at the numbers, you mentioned Brock Purdy. Kyler Murray's having a horrible year. Marvin Harrison Jr. is not doing anything by any remotely what we thought he would have as a first year.
There is no connection there as we thought it would be.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.